Let's stand together, if you would, please. Our Father, by your own divine providence, we're gathered in this building just like we are. Lord God, I recognize we're not here by accident. We may have come because we wanted to, but I'm glad, God, you put that wanted to in there. Dear God, we are a unique group that's gathered here. We're just not some preachers and some lay people and some women and children, but we're your elect. We're your chosen people that you want to do something particular for in this time we're together tonight. And dear God, may we dismiss every foolish thing in my mind. And may we forget about things that may have rubbed us wrong today. May we forget about the disappointment that might come our way. May we forget about the chill of the winter and know there's the warmth of the Holy Ghost. May all the cobwebs of our mind be cleaned by the wind of the Holy Ghost. There's, dear God, no doubt in this room tonight, there's somebody you're going to use uniquely. You are about to do something for somebody that will last for on and on. And even though eyelids may be closed and lungs cease to pump air, what you're doing in somebody's life, we live on and on and on. Because, dear God, what you do is not dependent upon two legs and two arms and a head and a mind. What you're doing is entirely up to you. And you will keep it going for Jesus' sake. And our God tonight, while we're seated in this place, ask you, dear God, that our minds may be set on things above. So easy for us, Lord God, to get the lowland of this world in our minds. But, oh God, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God clean our minds out tonight. And may the Holy Ghost of God breathe on every one of us. You know what you want to do. You know what's down the road tomorrow. You know what we'll face. Every battle we'll have to endure. Every pitfall that'll be set for us. Every snare that's out there. Dear God, you know it already. So help us tonight, dear God, to hunger and thirst for the things of God that'll help us the right pathway to take in a time like this. Our Father, I'm grateful that you said in your blessed book that you can do exceeding abundantly above all that we're able to ask or think, because the power of God is already in us to get it done. I'm grateful, God, that in us is that resurrected, the holy power of God that's already in here, in the person of the Holy Ghost, to do a work to glorify your blessed name. Dear God, it may seem dark and busy, and things may look like it's on the bottom, but I'm glad tonight to know you're God, all-powerful. You're God that's able in this day to do and to accomplish everything you want to accomplish. And I bless your name for it. Our God, may there be a willing spirit, a desiring soul in this room tonight to do the work of God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. You're going to single some folks out in this room tonight that'll be faced up maybe with some of the most serious things they'll ever face. Lord God, you didn't promise us an easy way, but you did say, I'll be with you. And dear God, oh, it's worth you being with us and to fight the battle and go down in the trenches. So dear God, prepare. I pray the hearts and lives of men
to receive the engrafted truth of God. We walk out of this place tonight not saying Brother Daniel's been here. These folks sang, our preacher Lockie was here. But we may leave here now and say, oh God, thank you that you're here. Thank you that you paid us a visit. Thank you, dear God, is not something we felt, but something we knew. Dear God, that you're in the place tonight. And you are here, thank God. And you want to do, and so help us, dear God, to be clay in the potter's hand tonight. To be pliable to the things of God. Now, dear Lord, I pray, put us under that vacuum tonight in this room. Our God, don't let any of us, our thoughts get outside of here. But our thoughts may be solely upon God and what you want to do. Now, dear Lord, I pray you clear my mind and give me Holy Ghost directions tonight how to do whatever you desire to do. I want to say thank you now, dear God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. I bless your name because you're worthy tonight. There's none like of you. And you're worthy, dear God, of our praise. You're worthy of our honor and our glory. You're worthy, dear God, of every ounce of strength we've got. Every function of our mind tonight. You're worthy of it. And dear God, we're nothing in hell. We'd have been born set off the walls of hell if you hadn't come to that little old prank church at night and say that by the grace of God, Lord, I thank you, God, for what you did for me. I never will get over it. I want to praise you for it. So, dear God, have your perfect way. Breathe on this people. Accomplish what you want to accomplish among us. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. I want to thank you for answered prayer. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Pray a little bit, Daniel. Pray a little bit, Daniel. Oh, God, there's a praying spirit in this room tonight. Oh, God. Get a hold of God, folks. Get a hold of God tonight. Get a hold of God before you leave here. Oh God. Oh God. Oh yeah. Oh God. Oh God, you know what you want. Oh God. Oh God.
Help those that are saved. Help them.
Oh yeah.
Away never get over.
Oh God. Do it, Jesus. Oh God, for Jesus' sake tonight. Oh, bless you, Lord. Oh God, oh God. Oh God, oh God. Oh yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Help us to know your mind. Oh, God, help us to know your directions tonight. Oh, God, whatever you want to accomplish, make us keenly aware of your presence and your directions. Oh, for Jesus' sake. Oh, for Jesus' sake. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, blessed Lord. Oh, God.
Oh, God, we wait on you. Oh, for Jesus' sake. Oh, God. Oh, bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God. Oh, bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. I want you to open your Bibles, if you would, please, to the third chapter of the book of John. One verse tonight. One verse. Jesus says, for God, so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but had everlasting life. You can be seated. A 6-month-old infant can reach and hold in a little tender hand an acorn that has the potential of growing an oak tree large enough and lives long enough for 1,000 birds to build its nest through the hundreds of years that it stands. It can be cut down, dry killed and processed, and can be used to make pews like you sit on. And all a little infant's child can hold the start of that in its hand. Read this Bible from Genesis to John 3:15. And then slip down to verse 17 and read from there to Revelation 22 and read through that chapter. You hold in your hand enough power to change the courses of worlds. Hold in your hand when God stepped out on nothing and made everything, sprinkled the heavens with the stars, put the moon out there in its orbit and the sun and all that He made. And give men the ability to, with certain instruments, to finally conclude that the creation of God is infinity. Amen. Has no end. In fact, Isaiah said in the increase of His government, there is no end. Man cannot comprehend it. It's as endless as God Himself is. But I'm here to tell you that in that very verse holds enough power and more power than all that God ever sprinkled out in the heavens. All the suns that might be out there, all the moons that might be out there, all the distance could be there, every generation since the time of Adam and Eve to this generation, put it all together in the minds of men. Let him conjure every thought that he can, write every book that he can, go ever through every religious system that he can, and a man's as helpless as an Egyptian mummy to do anything about a sinful man. But I'm here to tell you one little verse in the
middle of our New Testament declares that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Thank God that will transform and make a lost man saved. We'll take a man on his road to hell and turn him around and start him toward heaven. Men can't do that. Eons of time could not do that. All the minds of man put together couldn't do it. But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that lost and undone sinners such as we are. Paul said, this Bible, God's Word, is a power of God to salvation. Power. I'm talking about power tonight. All the atomic energy, hydrogen energy, all the energy from the sun can't change the spots of a leper. Neither can He increase his stature. But I'm here to tell you, praise God, this blessed book, it's a powerful book. The Word of God, I'll take a change an old sinner, black and dirty, and on his road to hell, can change him. I said, praise the Lord. My Bible tells me in a few words I want to talk about tonight, and we'll slip on. There's a word here that I want to contemplate for a minute. When the Lord God said, the man that believes shall not perish. Shall not perish. I'll tell you, it's a little difficult for me to grasp that word. What it means to perish. What does it mean to perish? Ask Cain. And Cain said, I've been trying to perish since I killed my brother and died and went to hell. I've tried to perish. And he's not perishing. You see, eternal life is not so much the longevity of it, but it's the quality of it. Because a man that perishes, he'll be in hell forever. And forever, without any quality of life whatsoever. But I'm glad God stepped out on nothing and said one day after a while, even before the mud seals of this world was laid, God stepped out and said one day, I'm going to save man. I'm going to come that man could have life and shall not perish. I say, praise God. One of these days, death will overtake your body and mine. This old heart that pumps and beats in our chest and pumps 15 gallons of blood through 100,000 blood vessels and veins in your body. Mine's been a pumping that way for a good long while. But one of these days, it's going to quit. One of these days, it's going to stop. But I want to say, thank God, as soon as it does, I'll step out into eternity. And I shall not perish. This body may go back to the dust where it came. And worms may leave in the socket where my eyes are now. And the tongue that I speak with will not lie silent in the grave. I want to tell you, thank God I'll be skipping. In the presence of God, I shall not perish. Amen. But I'll have eternal life. Why? For God so loved me. I can't comprehend that. My mind don't have enough cells to pump enough to understand God's love. I was reading a book some time ago, and one of the men in California, and it was with the Manson, and done all that slaughter, was pronounced how to live the rest of his days in prison. Somebody carried this verse of scripture to him, lost in his sin, all that went to hell. I mean black and dirty. Somebody carried the message that God so loved, and he said, you know, you mean God to love me after all the dirty things that I've done, took a life of somebody innocent. You think God save me. Well, let's make a long story short. I bowed down in that prison wall. He left the plains of Texas to find life. But he didn't find it in drugs and sex. But he found it with somebody. Took John 3:16 and read John 3:16 to him. He bowed his head and said, God, save this old murdering soul. Cleanse me from my sin. And he says in his book, God lifted a burden and washed my black mind clean and made me. He didn't set me free. Bless God, He made me free.
I don't understand. But God loves. Here's a world out in sin. Trampled God's blood beneath the feet. And carried the covenant of God as nothing. But God, God so loved. He did something about it. I'm glad, praise His blessed name tonight. I'm grateful. Thank God He didn't perish, but He got eternal life. I say thank God. Amen. What a blessed day. What a blessed thought. God so loved. Amen. Not only that I can see here, the gospel's pondered. When we talk about man perishing. Well, if you that ever grips our mind. Perishing. Perishing. Ever grips your mind in the contrast to that. God loves. God loves. What a blessed day. Know that God loved me. I can understand. I can understand how God could love little boys and girls. But I don't understand how God could love folks like me and you. That have kept God's name in vain. And for my sake, one solid year I run from God. Hard as I could. Didn't want God. But I'm glad, thank God, He wanted me. I'm glad He loves me. I didn't understand that. Still don't understand it. But I'm grateful, thank God, that He loved me while I was yet a sinner, while I was yet ungodly, while I didn't think on God. God loved me. I'm grateful, thank God, that day when I looked and saw that old moon turn, it looked like blood. And I thought, God's coming back and I'm lost. I found out 1 year from being, I ran from God. I'm grateful, thanks be unto God, He found me one day, saved me. By His marvelous grace, and I found out somebody loved me. I grew up ignored, looked down on. And listen, we as poor folks, and they never asked me to do one thing in school. But I was so glad one day when I found out the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. One who, thank God, who by the word of His mouth created the heavens and the earth. One that holds in His hands tonight. I'm glad He came down that aisle and slipped His hands around my neck and told me He loved me. I don't know whether God sent me back yonder up here, but somewhere between here and yonder, God came in. I never was in the process of being saved, but thank God, I'm glad that day instantaneously. God saved me. Praise His blessed and holy name. Glory. Turn over to Romans, if you would. Chapter 6. And I'm winding her down here. Going to have to. Because I'm done got out of breath. Romans chapter 5. I want you to look over here at verse 6. For when we... Have you got it? For when we were without strength. Well, that means we're weak. That means I couldn't get to God. That means I didn't have any ability physically, mentally, or spiritually to get to God. Weak, he said. While we were yet. I mean, that word yet means you can't do any better than that. When we were yet without strength. Couldn't get to God. Oh, I tried to. I was born in a preacher's home. Went to church all my life. Tried to get to God. I straightened up. I quit lying for that one day or two. And I quit stealing my boyfriend's marbles for a day or two. And I found myself right back in it again. I tried to straighten up and feel pretty good, but I went to church again. I got to feeling condemned again. And I said, well, Lord, I'm going to straighten up what I'm saying. I didn't have strength to get to God. I couldn't accomplish it. I couldn't get there. While I was out, glory to God. I didn't go to church that night looking for God. But He came looking for me. I lacked strength. I couldn't even got this altar, to be honest with you. But I'm good, God. He knew I was without strength. Well, bless His name. Look at verse 6. For scarcely, for a righteous man, will one die. So I don't really have any strength. I was unrighteous.
I didn't have a thing good about me. Could I say this? I could get in church while they're singing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. I'd try that too. I used to sing pretty good. But I'm going to tell you what. You know what nice singing that's had is unrighteous.
Right.
You're unrighteous.
Right.
I couldn't do a thing good. I'd say my little prayer. Now lay me down to sleep. I pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep. I should die before I wake. I pray thee, Lord, my soul to take. Unrighteous.
Right.
What was the thing?
Right, preacher.
Scarcely one die for righteous. So I was unrighteous.
Right.
Jesus said, I'm about to make him righteous.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to quit stealing them marbles. He's trying to quit being mean. He can't do it. He's weak. He can't do it. But what he can't do, I'll do it in him.
Amen.
So I'm glad.
Hallelujah.
I got saved. And I found out I still was stealing marbles. I said, Lord, am I really saved? He says, not your righteous mind. It's not what you do, it's what I do. Charged up to me. And when the devil comes around and tries to accuse you next time, just tell him to come to my house. I've done charged my righteousness up to you. Amen. And that's how much he loved me. Here's one's never sinned. Here's one's pure and holy. Here's one never had a bad thought. Never done anything wrong. So we'll put that same thing right down here. Amen. That's how much God so loved me. Middle 7. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. So evidently I wasn't good either. How you doing today? Pretty good. Now none of us don't measure up to one of that. None of us is pretty and none of us good. Don't measure up with a bit of it. But God said, hey, God said I'm going to change that. Hey, you glory. You know what makes you pretty good? It's who's down inside here. Amen. Well, I've seen old drunk get sobered up, get saved by the grace of God, and he's got a smile on his face. So it wasn't good, it wasn't pretty. But listen, verse 8. But God commend his love toward us. Whew. In that while we were what? Christ died for us. Glory. I would want the chowder back. No, sir. Nothing good in me. Now that I got saved, I'm as sure as I stand here. I have a penny in my pocket. Woo! But when I got saved, thank God I felt like I owned the whole world. In fact, I am an heir to it. Glory to God. Yes, sir. I hadn't come into it yet, but the tester's already died, already put it in his will, stands at the right hand of God the Father to see that it's carried out. Glory. For God. What a God. So did something about it. So loved me that he gave. What a price. Whew. What a price. Oh. What a price. Brother Daniel was talking a little while ago about our blessed Lord God recognizing there's a fellowship broken between him and his God. Did you know that's what he's praying in the garden?
He wasn't praying to get out of dying for your sin and mine. If he was, the Hebrew writer sure got messed up when he said with great groaning, God heard him.
Amen.
Hmm.
Amen.
You know what Jesus is faith? By the way, don't try to straighten that out. That's God's talk. That's God's language. You try to straighten that up, you get your theology messed up, you nobody else can straighten it out. God wasn't trying to get out of dying for me and you. He actually knew when a man died in sin that he's absolutely banished from God. And if he was praying anything, he is praying, oh God, it's not that death, I know that, but to drink that cup and to be separated from your presence. Let that pass. And the Hebrew writer said it was strong praying. God heard him. How do I know? Because God went in that tomb on resurrection morning. God walked inside of that tomb. Thank God and got his son out of there. They walked out of there. Praise God. Glorify what he'd done. I said, praise God. That's what he did. The price that he paid. How unworthy sins. I want to live for God. I want to live for God. I want to walk in the light of God. Because what he did for me. That's it. That's what I wanted to say. Sit poorly. I wish I could sit with more unction. Wish I could sit more clarity. But God so that. And he didn't put James Lockheed's name there, because there's a dozen James Lockheed's. I don't know. But he said, whosoever, and that got me. That got me. He didn't tell me to bring anything. Songwriter said, nothing in my hands I bring. Sent to the cross I cling. For God so loved the world. That's not talking about the birds and bees and apple trees. You see, there's three things in the Bible talking about world. As this John talked about, said, love not the world, things in the world. That's this old the world system. The political world. Makes you up. Don't fall in love with that. That tells me you ought to vote a Democrat one time, a Republican one time, an Independent one time, and then don't vote for anybody one time. Huh? God didn't say he loved this world. You know, he didn't come to die for this world.
Right.
You know what he come? He come to die for me and you.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You're the world God come to die for.
Right.
And let me close by saying this.
Yeah.
You know God's going to get... You think about all the wealth of the material that God made. Stagger. All the wealth. God said, I didn't die for one dime of it. Because one of these days, it's going to annihilate.
Yeah.
Somebody said, it's just going to change form. No. They said, you need to stop to talk about it. God's God.
Amen.
If he wants to completely do away with the dust of the earth, when it, that's his business.
Yes, sir.
And he will do it.
Right.
That's not what God wanted. He didn't want this old world. And I know we got a lot of tree huggers and climate warmers and all that crowd. God didn't die for that.
Amen.
When God comes back, all he wants is a bunch of old sinners saved by the grace of God. That's all he wants out there. And when he gets me and you out of here, she's a goner, brother. She's a goner, brother. I said she's a goner when God gets us out of here. I feel that
stand bare feet. No way to add to that. I ain't even gonna try to. Heads bowed and eyes closed. There's probably somebody in here lost, and no doubt about it. The Lord's come by your heart, pulled on you to come to this altar and make things right with Him. Trust Christ. That's how you get saved. You trust Christ.